This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Just a whole bunch you can do up on the website, including buying the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been afraid of. All the things you've been afraid, or that, I shouldn't say that. Some of you, I know, I'm already starting, right? Okay, I'll slow down a little bit. But all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. All the things that the left, you know, the people that hate labels, all the people that put labels on that now are, you know, are putting labels on us, but they don't want you to label them. Not at all. I've been listening to this news all day long, mostly about the UN. I love it. So the UN, the United Nuts, I don't have anything lovely to say about them, came out today and condemned the U.S. for making a statement of fact. That's basically what happened. Think about it. Right? The U.S. said that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. He campaigned on moving our embassy there. He campaigned on a whole bunch of stuff. And that was just one of many. So apparently, simply by saying, yes, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, the U.N. has decided that they need to come against the U.S. They actually had a resolution condemning the U.S. Have they ever put up a resolution? Can somebody send me a link? Did they ever put up a resolution condemning China for the way they treat their women? Or North Korea? No. Actually, they've made people from China. They've made members from North Korea. The head of the human relations, or what is it called? Yeah. The Human Relations Committee. Hello? Think about that. And we simply say, for all intents and purposes, we simply say, we acknowledge Israel as the capital of, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and like we do with pretty much every other country we deal with, we're going to put our embassy in the capital of the nation that we have a relationship with. And the nuts went nuts. Well, I guess they went further nuts. What happens after you become a nut? Become petrified or something? I don't know.
Committed.
You need to be committed. So the UN Ambassador Nikki Haley did not mince words. I love this. This is what I love about this woman. She doesn't play games. And I love the fact that she said, we're going to be taking names. That, to me, was wonderful. She said in front of the UN General Assembly in New York City, she reminded the whole body that the United States doesn't pay dues to be insulted or disrespected. When a nation is singled out for an attack in an organization, that nation is disrespected. What's more, that nation is asked to pay the privilege of being disrespected. In the case of the U.S., we're actually asked to pay more to be beaten up by you fools. I agree with her. She had to be nice about it, but I don't. The U.N. can't manage funds. They can't take care of themselves. They're laughingstock. Now, some of you would have left to go, oh, listen to Messina. Do you know what the U.N. does? You know what the U.N. peacekeeping forces do? Yes, the soldiers on the ground always do a better job, but even so, the U.N. wastes money tremendously, and they're on U.S. soil. They're protected by the U.S. government, but they're protected by our people. And then when they need money, when they're short on cash, you know what they come to? They come to us. Here's what I would do. I would say no. No, I'm not joking. Next time they come and they say, we can't do this, we can't do that, we need more money, just say no. Period. When the UN was when the UN is in the Middle East helping out, why aren't the Middle East nations paying those dollars? Why aren't we getting the money? They have the money. Let's not be so politically correct that we look like fools. What's more, the nation is asked to, we're asked to pay much more to be beaten. In the case of the U.S., we're asked to pay more than anyone else for the privilege. The United States is the largest single contributor of the UN, and it gets even better than this. We pay more money than all the other nations combined. The U.S. contributes $8 billion to the UN each year, which amounts to more than 193 countries combined. Why are we cutting that check? What is wrong with us? I mean, seriously, do you keep paying for services you're not getting? If your pool guy doesn't show up for 2 months, you keep cutting them checks? She went on to say, we'll be honest with you. When we make generous contributions to the UN, we also have a legitimate expectation that our goodwill is recognized and respected. Her strong statement came just ahead of the emergency UN vote in Tel Aviv to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I don't know, though. They can't vote on us moving it, I don't believe. We do whatever we darn well please. It's our embassy. Now, Jerusalem is recognized by many as the capital of Israel, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Well, we'll get to the meat of this in a minute. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent. That little, you can't see it. You see me reach behind my neck from time to time. There's a little cable back there. It tickles the hairs on the back of my neck. So I go to say something, it's like pulling the little hairs and tickling the little hairs on the back of my neck. Anyway, my stable. Now, if you're watching, you can see. Look who showed up. The angels showed up to watch over the two cows and the sheep, and the shepherd who showed up to make sure the sheep was okay. See, I'm doing it the right way. Seriously. You know, you got to play it out as it goes. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the UN today, this stuff makes me crazy. We spend all this money with them. We give them all these bucks, right? And what happens? They pass a resolution. They don't just pass one. They overwhelmingly pass one to get condemned the U.S. for basically saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, as we have known forever. So what they're condemning is President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Did they also include ex-President Oblamo on that? And I only ask that because didn't he also agree that that was the case? Under Clinton, didn't they actually pass a resolution stating that they acknowledged and agreed that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel? 128 member states of the UN voted to condemn Trump's move, with just 7 other states joining the U.S. and Israel voting against the resolution. There were 35 abstentions, 35 cowards, as I like to say. The vote was taken shortly after the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, issued a strong warning, reminding the General Assembly of the financial aid that Washington provides both to the U.N. and many other member states. I love that. I love that. I think that's wonderful. Yo, Tony, remember how much money I spent for your kids to go to school, you know what I'm saying? And when your mother was having a problem, what do? We took care of that for you, right? We didn't charge you nothing for it. And yes, I can get away with that. So don't write me any emails. But you see what I mean? I mean, this is so asinine. This is so crazy. Now, she went on to say, this is like a scene from The Godfather. We will remember it when we are called upon once again to make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations, she said. We'll also remember when you other countries come calling on us, as you often do. What was it? Was it the lady's name, Gilchrist, was the woman that was getting money from Trump or trying to get money from Trump, and now she's coming against him. She's a new, yeah. So anyway, this is what the UN does, right? We screwed up, can we have some money? We screwed up, can we have some money? We screwed up, can we have some money? We give it to them. I say we stop. I say we start dealing with some of these countries and some of these people like you deal with regular business on a daily basis. And she's right. So when they come for help, say, well, wait a minute, you're the ones that voted to condemn us. Why would you want to take money from somebody as nasty, as hateful as we are? That's what I would do. Again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I'm not the president. So Mrs. Haley added that Thursday's vote will make a difference on how Americans look at the UN and how we look at countries who disrespect us in the UN. This vote will be remembered. I like it. Now, the resolution was co-sponsored by Turkey, chair of the... Now, there's... Right? We need to rethink that, too. We need to rethink our agreement with them. Now, Turkey is the chair of the summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and Yemen, chair of the Arab group. You know, we need to remind the Saudis what we've done for them. You know, talk about Kuwait and other places. How many times have we protected them from their own people? You know, when Saddam was running crazy over there. Haley stretched both on the floor in the General Assembly and on Twitter, drew sharp criticism from supporters of the resolution, who accused the U.S. of intimidation. Yes, I'm good with that. This is bullying, Turkey's Minister of Foreign Affairs said. It is unethical to think that our votes are for sale. No. No. See, when you're on our side, they're for sale, right? Because you come to us and say, remember, we supported you in this vote, we supported you in that vote, and pretty much you guys don't matter anyhow in the big votes. There's only 3 countries that matter. China, the U.S. Well, look at this. See, I knew I was going to do that. Come on, somebody tell me the third one. Russia. There you go. I didn't need you. I did that myself. Russia, China, and the U.S. Any one of those votes is a no vote. It kills whatever that they're voting on. So we don't need the rest of you. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even show up to vote. We should close that whole thing down, turn it into a theater, and us 3 can vote by ourselves in a broom closet at the Capitol. The Turkish ambassador, or the Minister of Foreign Affairs, said the U.S. may be strong, but that does not make you right. Well, actually, it does. See, what they forget, it was the UN that laid out the boundaries for Israel and the Middle East. I'm sorry, it's kind of confusing to think that they made a decision and now decided that because nobody there was there when it happened, it doesn't matter. Trump's decision, which he announced earlier this month during a speech ordering the State Department to begin moving the U.S. Embassy, rankled many in the global community. Critics worry that the president's words will inflame tensions throughout the Middle East and do many hope of a two-state solution to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Well, Jerusalem has always belonged to the Jews, to Israel. Now, although Democratic and Republican presidents have long affirmed that Jerusalem is Israel's capital, Trump's declaration to move the embassy to Jerusalem departed from decades of U.S. policy, right? And it was international consensus that that's the way it should stay. Why do we care what you think? Seriously, why should we care what you think, the Palestinians or anybody else for that matter, how we vote and what we vote for? I mean, you come groveling to us for money, come groveling to us for help, and when you guys are spatting with each other and one invades the other country, who do you come to for help? Us. Yes, right, the U.S., us. Good luck. I think we should pull out and stop giving them money. Good luck. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Okay, yes, there's more news than this. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Go grab your coffee. Come on back. A lot to talk about. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff happening up there. But mostly, you know what? You can get involved in the conversation. If you head over to the Facebook page, there's also plenty of good people there as well. Some on both sides of the issue. I know some of them are kind of quiet. They just watch and listen to what's going on. But, you know, feel free. Feel free to open your mouth. I mean, seriously, I get the biggest kick out of people who don't say anything through the whole show, and then at the end of the show, they hop on the segments and they start writing on them. It's like, why don't you do it while there's people in the chat room? I wonder. Just ask it. Okay, some kind of offbeat, not mainstream stories. But I saw these and I had to kind of chuckle, shake my head and chuckle a little bit. You know, there is more news going on out there than just what we're... Than just, my God, the mouth isn't working. Just what's fed to us on a regular basis. I know some of you heard about this one. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But there's a lot of noise. And you know, these people are amazing to me because the noise only comes when they're not in power. When they're spending money like a bunch of drunken sailors, it's okay. So the EPA chief, Pruitt, criticized to sweep office for bugs, you know, spend $9,000 to do it. He installed biometric locks. Well, what's he criticized for? For making it more secure? Already into fire for spending $25,000 on a soundproof phone booth. Wow. That's bad. I mean, considering all the leaks and everything, we shouldn't do anything like that. Environmental Protection Agency Administration, Scott Pruitt. Remember, weren't these the guys under Obama? Remember they were going around, they were having these lavish parties in Vegas and other places? There was no, you know, none of Obama's people got spanked for it. None of them. Anyway, they got on his case for spending $25,000 on a soundproof phone booth, which is fine. I'm good with that. Scott Pruitt also reportedly spent $9,000 to sweep his Washington office for bugs. And he installed biometric locks to keep others out, to make sure that he could have secure conversations that, frankly, he was unable to have, remember? Come on, think about it. he wasn't, nobody in those offices could have any really, really secure conversation. Everything was getting out. Whether you were with the State Department or what have you, everybody was finding out what was going on. People should have had no business knowing what was happening. Now, citing sources at the agency, citing anonymous sources, there they are again. The AP reported the expenditures on Tuesday afternoon. In April, the EPA spent about $3,000 on a sweep of Mr. Pruitt's office for hidden listening devices. They also spent nearly $6,000 to install biometric locks that can be opened by fingerprint. Yes, we wouldn't want to track who's coming in and out of the EPA, especially. They've done such a great job. The news comes as critics have pounced on the administration, right? Who served as the Attorney General of Oklahoma before joining the Trump administration for taking the unprecedented step of installing a soundproof phone booth in his office. EPA officials defended the purchase, saying that Mr. Pruitt has faced more threats than any of his predecessors. The Administrator Pruitt has received an unprecedented amount of threats against him, while the Associated Press attempts to trivialize his safety. There's nothing nefarious about security decisions. Right? Anything Obama did was okay. I'm just going to keep hammering this home. They don't want to hear it on the left, and they keep complaining about it. Or you keep bringing up the past. Well, no. What I'm bringing up is processes or procedures that you were fine with. So if you were fine with them under Obama, then you don't have none, nil, zip. You have no complaint under President Trump. You shouldn't. Unless, again, what I've been saying all along is right. It's not equality you want, it's control you want. And it's never ending with these people. Never ending. See, this is what's going to hurt them in the polls. This is what's going to hurt them at, I shouldn't say in the polls, I should say at the voting booth. This is exactly what's going to hurt them. Again, they have absolutely no plan to take back the White House or anything like that. Their plan is that we're not them. Their plan is that, you know, people are going to go broke under this. Middle class is going to be hurt under this. We've already seen changes because these businesses know there'll be more money coming into the coffers. And as far as, here's the hypocrisy of the left. When somebody on the left, especially when they're in the entertainment business, talks about the rich corporate CEOs, look at your own bank account. Look at how much money you got. And the people that you employ, and you're at the top, what are you doing for the people below? You know, it's always funny how you find out later on, because, you know, people are afraid for their jobs. I get that. But you find out later on how some of these stars treat their employees. Like crap. And you let them walk. You let them get away with it. Makes no sense to me. You know, when you talk about what Trump has done, it hasn't done. You won't hear. All you hear. This is what makes them look so foolish. CNN, MSNBC, the rest of them. I guess Trump took a drink, looked like he was a kid, using a sippy cup or something like that. And so, I love this. So he takes a drink looking like he's using a sippy cup. Now, every news source is making fun of how he takes a drink of water. Right? Who cares? Listen, if there's more people working, there's more money into the system, right? People are getting back, and the economy's booming. I don't care if he drinks using his feet to bring the cup to his mouth. Why would you care? November, we added 228,000 jobs to the economy, right? Mining is up 28%. Manufacturing, the optimism has reached another all-time high of 94%. We may be able to pull manufacturing back to this country. God forbid, right? GDP is I agree with Tom DelBacaro. We're going to see 5% next year. But all the things that the last administration couldn't seem to achieve, and we're told on a regular basis of how great they were, what a wonderful job they were doing, and they couldn't get there. Think, but according to Obama, everything that's happening now, this is really sick. Talk about somebody showing somebody that shows signs of being sick. He's really sick. You know, the other I know I'm all over the place. Sorry. The other hypocritical thing was, I once wrote a piece about how sick I thought President Obama was, based on some of the things that he was doing and the way he, you know, remember, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And then he says, after he's gone on a campaign, and we have audio and video on it, he says he never said that. What he said was, if they fall within the plan, or to put it in his words, I wish I had it on video right now, if they fall in the plan, that's how he did it. Because why? Because he was caught in a lie. So when I made fun of him, when I called him out on it, oh, it was racism. I shouldn't be doing that. As a school board member, I shouldn't be saying that about the president. So no elected official could speak negatively about the president. Is that what they were saying? Because they're doing it all over the place now. Oh, it's different because it's Trump. And he's a nut job. Right? Oh, God. According to General Mattis, at a NATO meeting, he says ISIS is 95% eradicated. 10 months! See, you don't hear the left talking about that stuff, because they got nothing to stand on. The other man had 8 years to take down a JV team, remember that? And in 10 months, they've been brought to their knees. You know why? Because Trump knows he doesn't know how to fight a war. So he allows the generals to do it. Before him, we had the community organizer who knew how to fight a war. No, he was just trying to protect other people, not us. Look, he may not have said it, but look at his actions. All right, I gotta go calm down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Thought on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more good stuff.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345. Or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, whether we agree or not. I'm always curious as to what you think and how you think. I'm always curious to know and to see how you're approaching things. Right? I mean, you've got people on the left that are 180 degrees. No matter what we say, what we do, what we show, they're 180 degrees from us. Well, why? I want to talk to more of these people. I want to know why they think what they think. If you ever have a story that you want me to do, there's something you want me to hit on, deal with, send it to me. And you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Ain't that hard. Before the break, I was just throwing some stuff out about some of Trump's wins, if you would. And you'll never hear these on mainstream media. You just won't hear it. Consumer sentiment in U.S. surges to a 13-year high. Think about that. That takes us well past Barack Obama, doesn't it? And, they were talking about the wages. Oh, it's great that we've got all this going on. We've got these jobs coming up. And, Schumer's talking about the nightmare of Trump. Remember, the stock market was supposed to crash. We'd be in an economic downturn. Everything would fall apart. Now, here's the thing, interesting thing. So when Obama called ISIS the JV team, they were totally wrong. And everybody kind of nodded their head. They said the same thing about Trump, right? He's uninformed, inexperienced. He's got a tank, everything, to blow everything up. They're wrong about that, too. So maybe you Dems out there that listen to the show, maybe you need to stop listening to your people because they get go 180 degrees from anything they say. Right? I think it's wonderful. Unemployment's down to 4.2%. Raises go up by half a point. Now, look, the unemployment down to 4.2%, Trump can't take all the credit for that. It was down. It was low. It was still heading down. But I think if we look at the numbers, the difference is going to be this. Under Mr. Obama, they were down because people were going on permanent disability. People were moving. They weren't getting jobs. They were sliding over and getting permanent disability. We're under Trump, that's not the case at all. It's not what's happening. And people stopped looking for work at some point in time, just retired. Let's see. U.S. Factories expanding at a 13-year high. Dow posted its first 8-quarter winning streak in 20 years. I mean, we can keep hitting this over and over and over again. There's a different mindset. There's a different way of looking at things now. Now that Trump is in there, you've got businesses that know they're going to get a break. And don't let me hear about this handout stuff, because that's not what it's about. And some of you who say trickle-down never works, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Look, if 70 or 80% of this country is run by small businesses, there's plenty of small businesses out there. And I'm talking about really small businesses, not what the, what is it, the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls small business, so the SBA. I think they call, I'd have to go look for the description, but at one time it was any small business was a business that did less than $2 million a year. So, and again, you look at this over and over and over again, and where the economy is going, and where employment is going, and where we're headed, but you hear none of this positive stuff at all from the left. And then they're going to have to be really careful with the $700 billion defense bill. They're going to have to be really careful as to what they say, because for 8 years, these guys haven't been able to rebuild their planes, fix their ships, get the proper armament they need. And Trump has signed a bill that'll give them what they need. And unlike President Obama, I think, you know what? I'd be okay with the majority of this. I think President Trump went in there. I just said, bring me everything Obama signed, because I'm going to, and bring me a 180-degree executive order that's 180 degrees from Obama's, and I'll sign it. Right? He signed a new space policy directive that calls for human expansion across the solar system. So maybe we don't have to rely on the Russians to get us up to the International Space Station. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if I should read this. It is kind of funny, though. Julio Rivera sent me this one, our conservative Regan. It's the 12 days of Trumpness. Have you read that? Let me have a little fun with it. Give me a minute to have some fun. You don't like it? Go get some coffee. It's based on the 12 days of Christmas. And the way he wrote it was, on the first day of Christmas, or Trumpmas, the president and the VP gave to me destruction of ISIS in the Middle East. The appointment of retired General James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, was met with cheers from many who were disappointed with former President Barack Obama's firing of then-General James Mattis. Right? They never even called a general to let... Look, this is what I love about this stuff. Obama hated anybody that was actually getting the job done. The real job done, not the way he wanted it done. Right? And then Mattis, on his way out, really teed off some people in Central Command, the civilians in a way, because he differed so much from President Obama on how to handle Iran and others. Now, Trump installed the general on day one. And right away he oversaw 31 airstrikes and bombardments destroying 12 ISIS tactical units. He was able to do that within the first 30 days. Think about it. The other guy couldn't do it in 8 years. Oh, listen, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe we didn't know how bad they were. He didn't do it in the first 6 years. Or in 6 years he couldn't get it done. Couldn't get anything done with these guys. You know, partly because he's dropping leaflets that we're going to bomb you in 2 hours. Letting them know what our next move is going to be so the innocent civilians can get out of the way. And now, as we head to 2018, the caliphate is no more. You know, you can line up all these things. Trump sent a clear message to the globalists. No on TPP. That has nothing to do with toilet paper, although it's similar. Trans-Pacific Partnership. Right? I mean, when he signed that, it was hilarious. Think about it. You had, the trade deal between Canada, Mexico, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Peru, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, and Brunei put the United States at a competitive disadvantage against low-wage countries like Vietnam, Malaysia, that generally have lower safety and environmental standards. We don't talk about that at the UN, though, do they? When we talk about these agreements, I've said the same thing. Listen, my capitalist friends, don't send me emails on this one. I'm tired of fighting with you about this. Capitalism can stand when it's an even playing field. See, you can't make things in Mexico, you can't make things in Vietnam or Malaysia, and then expect American companies to compete with that here, who either have unions, stronger EPA rules, and so on. The people getting paid so much more. What did somebody say? If an iPad or an iPhone got made here in America, it would be 2.5 times what you're paying for it. Americans, the hypocrites that we can be at times, we would never pay two. Which one of you guys is going to pay, I shouldn't say 1,000 because that's already happening, $1,500 for your phone? $1,800 for your phone. Because you make them in California, you take the EPA, the AQMD out here in California, that thing would just floor you. It would just nail you. You wouldn't be able to afford it. Deregulation was a major selling point to voters about President Trump. New businesses trying to rise up in this country were failing at a whopping 80%. Within the first 18 months, they couldn't even make it close to 2 years because of all the strict regulations that were put in place. And you know the joke. If you want a McDonald's restaurant or a fast food restaurant in Texas, you get about 3 months from start to finish by the time you get all your permits and everything, and then you can get the building. I should say you have about 3 months from the time you approach the city or the town to the time you break ground. In California, years. It can take you years to get everything you need, which is why you don't see them booming out here. And the regulations that President Trump has slashed, look at, you can say what you want. You can throw out there anything you want, but we know they're not all true. I hope most of you know they're not true anymore. When it comes to regulations especially. You know, he wants dirty water, dirty air. It doesn't care about your kids. Because the EPA, they did such a great job under Obama, didn't they? Hit the wrong switches, turning water yellow. That was great. That was a heck of a trick. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. A lot more. Tonight's smorgasbord night. We'll talk a little bit about net neutrality next hour. And a few other wonderful things that we're dealing with on a daily basis. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.